If you would please keep in your prayers my grandmother. I received a call late last night that my grandmother on my dad's side, my dad's mom, passed away last night. Her health was failing, so it was not a surprise whatsoever. But just pray for the repose of her soul and for my dad's family during this time. She lived in Texas, so it looks like I'll be going out in the middle of the week to do the funeral in Texas and come back, of course, before the weekend. So anyway, if you would just pray for her repose and for my family at this time. When I was about 4 years old, I was at the grocery store with my mother and sister. And we were going through the cashier line, and I noticed some items for sale, including a highlighter pen. Now, for whatever reason, I really wanted this highlighter. So I turned to my mom, and I asked if we could get it, to which she quickly responded, "No, put it back." Well, that answer, of course, was not what I wanted to hear. I really wanted this highlighter. I mean, it looked cool, and I knew it'd be fun to draw with. I wasn't willing to let it go. So, I stole it. Later that day, I was drawing with the highlighter when my mom noticed it and asked me, "Where did you get that from?" "The store," I replied innocently. You see, I was 4 years old, and I did not realize or understand that stealing was a sin against the seventh commandment. Well, let's just say, within 5 minutes, we were on our way back to the grocery store. My mom took me right up to the manager of the store, who I was scared of, and made me apologize for stealing the highlighter. And I must say, to this day, I've never stolen again. You see, I was not willing to let go of the highlighter when I was told to, and shortly afterward suffered the consequences. Now, the gospel this morning concerns the account of the blind man Bartimaeus. At this point in the gospel narrative, the crowds actually do not know fully who Christ is. Bartimaeus is on the side of the road begging when he hears that it is Jesus of Nazareth walking by on his way to Jerusalem. Now, he must have heard of our Lord because he immediately calls out to him. But, if you noticed, he calls out to him in a very particular way. "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." That title, Son of David, was a direct reference to Christ being the Messiah. Now again, at this point in the gospel, Christ, through St. Peter's confession, had not revealed himself explicitly as the long-awaited King of David. In fact, right, whenever a demon had tried to reveal his identity, Christ had silenced him. Now, Bartimaeus also says, "Have pity on me," or "Have mercy on me," Kyrie eleison. This is a plea that is often made in reference to God in the scriptures. So this blind beggar can actually see so much more than the seeing people around him. He sees with the eyes of faith that Jesus was the Messiah and that he was no mere human. He desired Christ's mercy. Now, the crowds don't see this. Right? At first, they rebuke him to be quiet. You see, the crowds at this point are still spiritually blind. Yet our Lord makes his disciples reverse their action. He tells them to call Bartimaeus over. Now, the next detail, I think, is particularly important. St. Mark, the gospel writer, mentions interestingly that Bartimaeus threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to our Lord. Now, remember, Bartimaeus was blind, and he was a beggar. His cloak must have been heavy and thick because it was protection against the rapid and frequent temperature changes in the Holy Land. It served as insulation against wind, and it also doubled as a blanket at night. It was also the practice of beggars to spread out their cloaks and sit on them. Right, not only did the cloth keep them off the muddy ground, but also the cloak made it easy for beggars to gather up coins thrown up by those who passed by. Therefore, this cloak must have been very dear to Bartimaeus. He needed it. Yet as soon as Christ calls him, he throws it aside and comes to him. Again, he displays such faith that was lacking in those who are already following Christ. When Bartimaeus threw aside his cloak, it meant that he had abandoned his dependence on the money and the comfort and transferred his dependency to Christ. Our Lord told Bartimaeus, "Go your way." But Bartimaeus did not go his way. He went the way of Christ instead and followed after him. Now, for the purposes of this homily, I just want to focus briefly on that mention of the cloak in today's gospel. So as I've just mentioned, the cloak was much more significant than we'd realize at first glance. Bartimaeus was leaving behind his protection and his comfort in order to come to Christ. That is why his cloak has been seen down through the ages to be a symbol for self-sufficiency, a symbol of our deep-seated tendency to think that we are capable of solving all of our problems on our own. The cloak symbolizes all those things that we wrongly depend on for happiness, that we tend to idolize: good looks, intelligence, athletic ability, money, good education, success, popularity. Following Christ, obeying his commandments and teachings, means putting these things, though good and valuable as they may be, putting these things into second place and trusting that friendship with Christ alone is actually the real source of the fulfillment for which we long. Now, every day is an opportunity to renew our relationship with Christ. Every day, we must have a conversation with him. In other words, we must have a daily, consistent prayer life. Yet, so often I think we can have our quote-unquote cloaks that we hold on to and value more than running to Christ. For example, instead of praying first thing in the morning with our coffee, we might choose to read the news. Now, there, of course, is nothing wrong with reading the news, but if we do not fit in any time for prayer in our day, but we have plenty of time for the news and politics, well, then we'll simply lose our interior peace because of the state of the nation and world. Why? Because we're not actually grounded in the truth. We're not grounded in Christ. Likewise, if we have time in the evening for Netflix or TV, but don't speak to our Lord before we go to bed, well, perhaps Netflix and TV is our cloak. And the same could be said for our iPhone or Androids. If we have time to spend on them, but we don't have much time for our Lord, well, there's an issue there. Even more so, if we use our devices for sin, such as for watching pornography or engaging in inappropriate relationships, our devices or cloaks do not only keep us from God, but they actually draw us away from him. Finally, perhaps our cloak of comfort is bitterness toward a person or toward perhaps the church. We don't want to address it, so we stay comfortable in it. Yet, by not bringing our hurts to God, well, then he's not going to be able to heal us of them. Our hearts then grow hardened toward trusting in God. We make ourselves to be victims, and we do not seek after God's mercy and healing. Sometimes our cloak can simply be us trying to control our lives. You know, when a loved one dies, we're sad, of course. But with the eyes of faith, we should recognize this life is but a pilgrimage. We are not meant to stay here. So death for the person who has spiritual sight is not as devastating as it is to someone who is spiritually blind. A spiritually blind person can lose his or her peace at death because he or she is not in control of it. Spiritually blind people focus on this world and its comforts alone. They focus on controlling their lives above all else. Spiritually seeing people recognize that the comforts of this world are temporary, but that we're truly meant for heaven. People who can see with the eyes of faith are heaven bent. They are self-surrendering to Christ. Overall, we must discern what may be the cloak of comfort, the cloak of self-sufficiency in our lives that may be keeping us from following after Christ more freely. And the easiest way, I think, to do this is to see if we fit Christ into our day-to-day life. And if we don't regularly, well, then what is taking his place? What needs to be let go of so that we can journey with Christ to the new Jerusalem, to heaven? If we let go of our own cloaks, we will have a lasting interior peace amidst suffering that the worldly comforts cannot give us. We will have a purpose in this life that is otherworldly. We will not give in into great discouragement when sadness hits us, because we will put our trust and hope in the Lord, who we speak to on a daily basis. Yet in order to do this, we must first be willing to surrender completely to Christ, as Bartimaeus was. Just as I was not able to let go of the highlighter when I was 4 years old, oftentimes we are not willing to let go of something that brings us comfort, but actually takes us away from our relationship with our Lord. Bartimaeus was willing to let go of his source of protection and comfort in order to be healed by Christ. What must we let go of in our lives in order to truly be his disciple?